Next item is conditional use number 1897, Russell V. Banks, easement location discussion, Road 348, Irons Lane.
This conditional use for a borrow pit was approved June 12th of this year. When the application was originally applied for, there was an easement to the site that was described in the written ordinance. That easement contained 2.04 acres. The site plan that I've sent you, they've proposed an easement that's been relocated based on Del Dot entrance and field verification of the existing farm road. The new easement area is 2.15 acres. We're questioning if an amended application is required since the original ordinance description does not match the description for this easement.
Thanks. So that was called out there?
Yes.
The legal description for the ordinance included the legal description provided by the surveyor for the applicant for the easement. They had originally a somewhat smaller and just a shade off location wise.
Like it shifted.
So they shifted the end, basically.
And this, the new easement's not in any.
It's close.
Who's it going to affect? How is the public going to be affected by this?
Well, the problem is that the ordinance, you know, you can say that, but let me think on it. You know, if we could defer that, I'm concerned that we'd have an ordinance that wouldn't match the use, because the ordinance actually calls out the legal description. And I hear what you're saying, but you know, I don't want to just.
Well, but do we have the power to consider an ordinance amendment as a matter of, or does that go to public hearing?
I think you can only make consideration of amended conditions that were created in your approval, not the boundary of the project.
Okay.
But we need to look into legal.
Well, why don't you guys think about it?
The other thing is, too, I want to go back and look at the application. It may be that, sort of like we were just talking about on the other one with the time extension, the roadway really is not part of the conditional use, so that I just got to recall how that went through that hearing.
Well, it was, there was a,
yeah, actually,
the legal description of the easement, then there's the legal description of the parcel. I believe that's the way we did.
Yeah.
Not track two, but one was for the purpose of the easement. I
right.
think that's the way it was.
Right.
Well, if it had to go back through the public hearing process, would it go through as the whole conditional use being reconsidered, or just this one item?
No, I think it would be just an amendment to the originally approved conditional
use. That's not all that onerous
these
days.
Yeah.
I mean, heck, you can get on the agenda now in 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
Used to be 23 or 4.
Unfortunately for Mr. Banks, he passed away about 3 weeks ago. And while I welcome any discussion on this, if particularly Mr. Robertson or Mr. Lank want to research this, I think we need to come up with the best motion and that we can. So we're locked solid if we're passing this property on to heirs or there are any challenges to what may or may not happen.
Yeah, we should fix it.
Because the public hearing, I believe Mr. Banks' brother and his sister spoke in opposition to this, and as I say, he's deceased now. So, Mr. Chairman,
I was going to say it's not a survey issue so much or a site plan issue; it's a legal description issue that's actually part of the approved ordinance.
I think maybe we should defer and give our legal mind time to ponder.
Yep. Not too much time.
No.
But at least tonight. Mr. Chairman, regarding conditional use number 1897, the applicant being Russell V. Banks, my motion is for deferral at this time for further consideration and research by Mr. Robertson.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1897, Russell V. Banks, easement location discussion on Road 348, Irons Lane. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.